we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. We want to welcome you to the month of August. It's a busy month around our household. Lots and lots of birthdays over the next several weeks. And we just got a whole lot of celebrating to do. But welcome to August. And you are listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast here on WMIE Radio 91.5 FM. You might be listening at 1510 AM at 10:30 of a morning. So tonight we want to take this opportunity to invite you to a one-night revival service. This is out of our norm. You know, my philosophy to the church is this. This is God's house, and God can change the schedule anytime he wants to. That's the thing. He doesn't need my permission, my approval. It's his house. And so a couple of times this year, things have been like we have always had them. And then all of a sudden, you know, God would birth something in our heart and say, you know what, this is what I have right now. And I want you to clear the schedule so that I can do the work that I want to do. So that is what is going to be taking place tonight at Merritt Assembly of God. I have been preaching on revival. We have been praying for revival. And tonight, Pastor Luis Barrios from Cocoa, Florida, the ministry of the Tabernacle of David, right here on Dixon Boulevard, he's going to be preaching for us. He's a dear brother in Christ. And so we're looking forward to what God has. He's got a beautiful, beautiful family. And we're looking to have some quality time with the Lord tonight. That's what's going to happen. 7 o'clock p.m. is the time that the service is going to start. And we'd like to invite you to come and be a part of that. You know, the great thing about the kingdom of God, it is so much bigger than what we can see. It's so much bigger than what some people believe that it is. And the demographic is so much broader than what many people believe it is. When the Bible talks about people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation are going to be worshiping around the throne, I'm thinking, well, why do we want to wait until we get to heaven to start doing that? We might as well start doing that now. And so, Merritt Assembly of God, we're not many in number, but we are very diverse in the representation of the demographic of our community. And so we just are glad to be able to link arms with other brothers and sisters in Christ and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Tomorrow night at... that'll be Thursday night, August the 2nd. We're going to be at Greater St. Paul Church there on Stone Street in Cocoa, Florida. It is a community night of prayer. And so we encourage you to come out and be a part of that if you get the chance to do that as well. I also want to take an opportunity to remind you about Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. 3284. I've been talking about how intense the heat has been, and I want to encourage you to, you know, watch out not just for yourself, not just your kids, not just your senior citizen parents or grandparents. I also want you to watch out for your pets. Make sure that they are, if they're outside, that they have a shady place that they can get to and that you have plenty of water. And if you get a chance during the day, make sure you check on them so that they don't get overheated as well. That's not anything that you want to have happen. Now, with your AC situation, if you're in the central part of Brevard County, I want to refer you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Bill the other day was spending the day with his wife. He shut his phone off. By the way, that's wisdom. You know, if you're spending quality time with your loved ones, you know, go ahead and make sure that you spend quality time with your loved ones. Don't let it be a distraction. But when he turned his phone back on, he had a whole bunch of calls, and he said, "Boy, am I going to be busy, you know, come Monday." And so if your AC is acting up and maybe it's making a funny sound, you look at the thermostat and you've got it programmed to go down and the temperature is going up, you might want to give him a call. It could be something as simple as changing your air filter, which you're supposed to do every month. I actually run two different types of filters, one to catch any dog hair or large particles that flow through the air, and then another one that filters out the smaller particles. After, you know, the first one catches the big stuff, the second one catches the little stuff. That's the way that I do it. Some AC people might not like that, but they're both right there back to back. It's just like one really large filter, and I can see what's going on just by keeping an eye on that first one there. So if your AC needs some TLC, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, 759-3284, because you want to make sure that you stay safe this summer. So come out and worship the Lord with us tonight at 7 o'clock, okay? Want to take you to John chapter 3 again, John chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 14, go all the way down to verse 21. We're going to be finishing up here in the third chapter of John on this broadcast, but verse number 14 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, and his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." Now, I'm going to share some things as I was preparing to come in and do this broadcast. I'm going to share some things that I felt impressed by God to share with, that I've never really shared from this context before, but we'll get there in just a moment. So we've been talking this week about, why do some people live in the light, in the spiritual light that God has for them, and some people live in darkness? Is it because God likes some more than he likes others? No, that's not it. God's no respecter of persons. In fact, the Bible says when he was looking for Abraham, he went to and fro across the face of the earth looking for a person that he could work in their life. He found Abraham. It goes on here, and it talks about that in verse number 19, the condemnation is the light, Jesus, has come into the world, and men, that would be men, women, boys, girls, mankind as a whole, loved darkness more than they love Jesus. That's when you know that you have a problem. That's when you know that you have your priorities out of whack. When you've got something that you love more than God, and I shared on a earlier broadcast this week about, you know, my wife, before she was my wife, God wanted to make sure that I loved him more than I loved her, which I do. And you know, I was always told that that's your number one relationship. You keep that number one, she keeps God number one, and you keep God number one, and you all are going to be drawn closer together. It doesn't mean that marriage is always going to be easy, but it's always going to be worth it. So men loved darkness rather than light. They have an inordinate affection. And I will tell you that You can, if you go to the gym, like, and you've got one of those combination locks like you had in school, you can have all of the right numbers, but if you have them out of order, you are never going to see the open access that you would like, all because you've got things in the wrong order. And so it says here that men loved darkness more than they loved the light. That's where the condemnation comes in. It's because you're not walking in the divine commandments of God. You're not walking as God would have us to walk whenever we choose darkness over the light. And it says, because their deeds were evil. Now, I'm gonna bring a definition to that may be slightly different. First of all, I wanna say this. Evil is bad. Evil is defined by God. Okay? It's not defined by man. It's defined by God. Evil is what rejects God's Ten Commandments, and even summarized with the two great commandments: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the second is like and unto it: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two great commandments. All the law and the prophets hang on that command. Okay? So whenever we reject what God says is wise, what God says is good, what God says is holy, whenever we reject that everything that we embrace because we've rejected what God has for us, that is evil. It brings harm. It brings damage. It does not glorify God. It is done out of selfish desires. It is done out of ungodly desires, carnal desires, and it is meant to glorify flesh instead of glorifying God. You see, mankind as a whole, let me put it this way, mankind as a whole likes to compare ourselves, and we like to go around pumping our chest and, because we came up better in the comparison than what somebody else did. And the truth of the matter is, if I am the best looking, I'm not. If I'm the richest, I'm not. If I'm the wisest, I'm not. If I'm the most famous, I'm not. If I'm any of those things and I die in my sins, I'm still just as dead in my trespasses and sin as everybody else underneath me. In all of those comparisons. So we've got to realize that we need to, well, let me put it to you this way. God cares about how we live our lives. God knows the thoughts that you think. He knows the intent that you have when you do something. And he cares about the way that we live our life. You can do the right thing for the wrong motive and it be evil. You can do the wrong thing with the right motive and it's still evil. When you do the right thing with the right motive, that's pleasing and acceptable in God's sight. So it says, everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. So verse 21 and 20 are two contrasting verses. They give us the picture of both sides of the coin. Verse number 20 talks about everyone practicing evil. That is current, present tense. You see, in God, it is not what did you do for me yesterday. It's not what are you going to do for me tomorrow. It is what is the condition of your reality at this very moment. Okay? I know too many people that they started off walking with God, then they turned their back on God, and ever since then they have been practicing evil, and that's not what God wants for you. That's not going to have the desired outcome that you would like to have. Everyone practicing evil. Now, understand, we're not talking about perfection here. We haven't achieved that. This is talking about someone, though, who intentionally, if I go out to practice my golf game, it is because I am going to be intentional about it. There's something that I want to get better at. You practice something that you want to get better at. And there are many people who lay awake on their bed at night, like it talks about in Proverbs, and they are scheming and they are plotting on how they can get better at being bad, at being evil. And so it says, for everyone practicing evil hates the light. Now, you cannot separate this from the context of John chapter 3, that the light is Jesus Christ. And so God just cuts through all of the fluff and stuff, and he gets right down to it, and he tells Nicodemus this. He said, if you are practicing evil, you hate God's Son, and you hate God. That is very evident in verse number 20. If we are more attracted to our evil deeds than we are to Jesus and God's will for our lives, he said, it is because we hate the light. Now, there would be a lot of people say, well, I don't hate God. I just love these other things more. Well, hate is not necessarily an ultimate animosity. It just means that you have a greater affection, and God is supposed to have that place. And if you willingly move God off of his throne so that something else can sit there on that throne, or someone else can sit on that throne, it is going to be a hateful act. It's a coup of the kingdom, if you will. It's an overthrow of God's kingdom in your life, and it is because it says here, he hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. Okay? Now, there are many people in our society right now that their conscience has been seared. And what I mean by that is that when I was growing up, if I did something wrong, I was ashamed of it. I didn't want anybody to know about it. That's pretty much the reality that I live with. I don't look to go boasting about things that I should be ashamed of. In our society now, we have people that are going around doing all sorts of horrendous things. There are people who go out and kill people, and they start bragging about it, and robbing people, and assaulting people, and they go around boasting about it as if they're going to gain some sort of credibility with the people that they're talking about. And so it is not whether or not this deed is publicized in the realm of men. There are a lot of people now who go around boasting about their sins, whether it's their violent sins, their sexual sins, whatever it might be. They go around and they're just boasting about it. They're like, What can you do to me? Look, I'm not here to do anything to you other than give you the opportunity to be set free from the controlling nature of those sins, the same way that God set me free from the controlling nature of those sins. The exposure comes not from other people seeing it and hearing about it, but that when they are exposed, it is exposed for the very nature of the act itself, that it wasn't done in love. It wasn't done in the Spirit of God. It was done with disdain, with hate, and with sin and selfishness in the heart. That's the exposure. Not about the boast, but about the foundation that said, I did these things because I hated God more than I loved the act that I was doing. Verse number 21 gives us the flip side of this. But he who does the truth. Isn't that interesting? The contrast for evil here in this passage is not good. You would think that that would be the contrast. The contrast is truth. It's integrity. It is that he who does the truth comes to the light. He who lives the way that Jesus wants him to live. He whose actions line up with the gospel that he proclaims. He comes to the truth where one avoids Jesus at all cost. You know, how many times have I heard, you know, Pastor, I'm afraid if I came to church, the roof would fall in. Well, let me reassure you, okay? I had a person years ago, and he was looking at the construction of our building, and he said, "Wow, this is a well-built structure." He said, "I wouldn't be afraid to ride out a hurricane in this," and that was a long, long time ago. The roof was put on by professionals. It's sound. There's no rotting and decaying wood up there. No, don't have to worry about falling through the roof or anything like that. A lot of people said, I'm just afraid if I come to church, God would just cause the ceiling to collapse on me, and that would be all there would be of me. And it's like, you don't understand. God doesn't want you to come to church so he can kill you. He wants you to come to church so that you can live for him. That he who does the truth comes to the light. We would be so much better off if we were looking for reasons to come to God rather than excuses not to come to God. Oh, there are just so many hypocrites in the church. Okay. If you are drowning in the ocean and there is not another ship for 100 miles around you, and a boat comes along that's willing to rescue you, but you look up and there's some unsavory looking characters on the boat, but everybody's saying, "Hey, come on, you know, there's sharks in the water too. You want to come up here? You want to get into this boat here?" Now, you know what? I don't like the way that person parts their hair. That person looks like they haven't brushed their teeth in too long a time. I don't think I'm going to get into that boat because they don't look like I want them to look. What are you going to do? Stay in the ocean, drown, or become shark bait? I don't think so. Listen, the church, I don't know of a single church that's what I would call a perfect church. Merit Assembly of God's not a perfect church. You know, to be honest with you, we need more people. We could do so much more for the kingdom if we just had more people who were willing to say yes to God's will and God's plan. Okay? So let's stop looking for excuses on why not to come to God, why not to come to the truth, and say, you know what? The best reason I know is the disciples. Jesus turned to the disciples when thousands of people abandoned him. They turned their back on him and left him because he gave them a hard saying. And he turned to the disciples and he said, "Are you going to leave as well?" And Peter said, "Lord, where else can we go? You alone hold the words of eternal life." And that's the key. That is the key that will keep you coming to him. There is no other destination that's as good as the destination Jesus has for you. There is no other salvation. There is no other word of life. There is nothing that is going to be able to replace the capacity that God has for you. He who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen. So in verse number 20, it talks about lest their deeds would be exposed. Here it says, we want our deeds to be clearly seen. We want people to see what God is doing in our life. We want people to see, "Such were some of you." Because it's not "such are some of you," it's "such were some of you." But now God has come into our heart, God has come into our life, and he has done a radical and transforming work that none of us could have ever hoped for on our own. Jesus invaded your life so that you could come to him, not because you were perfect, but because you needed a Savior. And he had a plan in mind for you from the beginning, or from the foundations of the world. Before the first day this creation ever existed, God knew that you and I would be alive on August the 1st, 2018, and he knew that he had a purpose and a plan for each one of us, and the devil wants to keep us in darkness so that we do not fulfill the plans and the purposes of God. God says, if you will put your faith and trust in me, if you will believe in me, I'm going to not only set you free, I'm going to empower you to do things that other people are going to be able to see. And this is what they're going to see, that they have been done in God. Where the first group is that it's not done with the blessing of God, if it's not done in the power of God, it's not done in the character of God or with the passion of God, all those deeds of evil are done for the glorification of the flesh. But believers, everything that we do, we want to do it so that when people see what is accomplished in our lives, they don't look at it and say, wow, you accomplished something amazing. They look at it and see and say these words, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. So let me conclude 3 days of teaching here from John chapter 3. And just simply ask this, you know, is your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe in him? Do you know that you have eternal life? Are you confident of this fact that you love Jesus more than you love the darkness that this world has, that you want to practice the obedience to the command of God rather than perfecting your sin skills? I want to perfect my obedience. I don't want to perfect my disobedience. And I want people to see that the things that are accomplished, that they are not done in a self-preserving manner. They're not done in a self-glorifying manner. They are done in a manner that is going to bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ and cause other people to put their faith and trust in him as well. There's lots of let me just put it this way. The banquet table around the Father's table has got more than enough room for you, got more than enough room for your family. Come to him and allow him to do great things in and through you. You'll be blessed by it, and so will the community. See you tonight, 7 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."